We're learning that Kinyan Daf Chav Gimel and Beis, starting from Mishnah Dalet. It says in Mishnah Dalet that till now I told my Kan Stuma that it was a Kan that was Sosum. That means it didn't say which bird is what. And that's the great part about a Kan Stuma. The Kain decides which one's the Eil, which one's the Chatas, and that saves the day, at least until you get to the point where it's mixed up other people's things. That's why it's much easier. Usually when you have a whole mix up, you can always bring, you know, up to half of the, you know, the person who has the most birds in here, you could bring that many birds. Yeah. So the halacha is, what's the kan stuma of a kama fereshes? You have sitting next to each other a kan stuma and a kama fereshes. That means you have a kan that doesn't have which one's chas, which is an ayla. You have another kan that has exactly specified which one's chas and ayla. So they're both sitting next to each other. There's two groups of birds. Parach mena stuma lima fereshes. If one of the stumas went into refreshes, so there's no problem over here. You can chazug l'sheni. You take another bird for the one that lost the bird, because you can't use that one. You don't know which one it is, but it doesn't make any problems. Chazar, if it comes back to your group, I should parach min refreshes, rishon. Well, right away it came from the refreshes into the stuma. The loch is very cool on yimusu, because you don't know which one's the chatos, and therefore you can't bring any of them for carbon. Very cool on yimusu. You have no choice. You can't do anything. Might be one's the chatos. And you can't bring it. If it would be an oila, you can bring it with a tanai. You can bring a tanai, say, if it's the oila, his oila good. If not, it won't be oila. But chatas can be brought as an adava. So therefore, if the chatas got mixed up in here, you can't bring it. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Mishnah Vaita, next Mishnah. Chatas mekan v'oila mekan. Let's say here, you have them for us, you know exactly which one's which. Because you already specify which ones. You put the chatas in this pile on the right side, you put the oila on the left side, and in the middle, you still had the kan stumas. You know, with the birds, you have to put them away because you don't know which. They all look the same. So you had the kan stumas in the middle, the stuma b'emsa, and what happened? Parach b'na emsa l'tzadim. One of the middle ones went to the side. Echad helech v'echad helech. One went here and one went there. Lahif seklum. There is no problem. El yoyimar adesh halachet el chatos chatos. Just say that the one that's a chatos is a chatos. V'zesh halachet el oila is oila. Just say the one that's a chatos is a chatos. The one that's oila is oila. You just, because those things are still stuma, I can certify them as chatos oila. They got mixed up. I'll make them a chatos oila. Very simple. Chazal emsa. If they went back to the middle, then the halacha is ha'im tzoyim yemusu. If the oila and the chatas both went into the middle, then the tzoyim yemusu. Why? Because we have a chatas in here, and the chatas, we don't know which one's the chatas. We can't bring any of the kavanas. We're not sure which one's the chatas. So kulam yemusu. And but the side ones are no problem. Eluyikav chatas veyikav oilas. The side ones, this one you bring chatas and oilas. That's fine. Whatever's left on the sides, the right side and left side, you bring the right side for chatas and the left side for oilas. What happens now from the emtsayim went back to the right and left side? Chazar sheparach min emtsal tzadim harei kulam yimusu. Then they all die. The loch is they all die because now we have a mixed up in the side ones. Now we don't know what it is. Oila or chatas. Mixed up in the side, and therefore it's a problem now. Yeah. The next halacha is like this, that when you bring always a chatos and a oila, it has to be from the same type of bird. There's two types of birds that are kosher for a bird kabanas. What are two types of birds that are kosher? Tairim and bleyayna. That's the halacha. Tairim and Vlayayna are both kosher for birds, for kabanas. The loch is that the chatas and the oila have to be the exact same type of bird. If they both have to be, if the chatas is a tairin, so the oila has to be a tairin. If the chatas is a Vlayayna, the oila has to be a Vlayayna. That's the halacha. You got that? Same avim, tairon connected Vlayayna, but Vlayayna connected tairin. You can't bring a tairin connected Vlayayna. It has to be the exact same pair. She brought a tar. A certain type of pigeon is a tar. Loosely tied is a pigeon, and a bayayna is a dove. All not exact type, but that is the general English type. She brought a pigeon for her chatas. Vailasa ben Yoina, and she brought ben Yoina for Ayla. The halacha is, your Ayla weren't Yoitza. Tichba v'tavi Ayla tar. You gotta bring the Ayla, the Ayla has to be the same thing like the Chatas. Let's say she brought Ayla tar, v'chatasa ben Yoina. She brought her Ayla as a tar and the Chatas as a ben Yoina. Tichba v'tavi Ayla ben Yoina. Then she could bring her Ayla that's a ben Yoina. Because the halacha is, according to Tanna Kamma, always has to be the exact same thing as the chatas. Since the chatas was over here a ben yoina, the oil has to be a ben yoina. And it makes a difference what you brought first, according to Tanna Kamma. Even you brought, you makir one thing already, still you have to bring it again because it goes basa the chatas. Everything it's kavua, it's established idea the chatas. No, Benazir argues with Tanna Kamma. He says, you go after the first one. Whatever the first one is, that's the one you use. So it means if you brought the oil first, the tar, the chatas will be a tar also. That's why it's Tanna Kamma and Benazir. Last halacha in the Mishnah. Isha shaviya chatasa umesa, yeviu yarshim oilasa. If she had to bring her, you let us have to bring a chas and oil. She brought a chas already, but she didn't bring oil yet. The halacha is the yarshim can bring her oil. But if she brought her oil, oil also, umesa, she died. Lo yeviu yarshim chatasa. The yarshim did not bring her chatas. Why not? Because the chatas is not brought lacha misa, because ain't kapara lacha misa. So therefore, you don't bring a chatas after misa. Hadun Allah Kan Stuma, and everyone saw it, so it's good. Okay, we're going to start the next parak. We have to show now. We have a few more minutes. We'll start the next parak. What?
Is there a seder which one
you
supposed to
be
first?
Yes, there is. You usually bring the chatas first.
Did she do something wrong?
What?
Did she do something wrong
with
bringing the
oil
first, or
it's not makiv? The seder is not makiv. Yeah. Zok the gemara medvar amurim. Zok the shtevaiter. Medvar amurim bekoyin hanimlach. This is good when a kohen asks what to do. He said the guy, he comes over to the Beis Din, and he says, you know, everything got mixed up together over here. What should we do? Which ones do first? V'koyin ha-nimlach. V'koyin she'ein ha-nimlach, achas lezu, v'achas lezu, the koyin didn't ask the question. And we had two people who had kinim. One kan for Rachel, or one kan for Leah. Or shtayim v'zu, shtayim v'zu. Or two for Rachel and two for Leah. Shalosh zu, shalosh zu. Or three and three. So what happened? They didn't ask any questions. And he thought everything was oila. He thought everything was oila. Yeah, he brought everything on top. Because the oil soif goes on top. Also, kulam lamaila. What's the halacha? Mechza kasha, mechza pasal. Because, you know, half of them were oilas. So half of them are kasha. But half of them are kata, so they're pasal. Kulam lamata. He did everything on the bottom. Mechza kasha, mechza pasal. Because half of them are kata, but the other half are pasal. Let's say he cut it down the middle. Chetzel lamaila, chetzel lamata. He did half on the bottom, half on the top. So the problem is that maybe when he did half on top, let's say it was all together 12. Six for Rachel, six for Leah. Maybe we did all six on top. We did three on top and three on bottom. It was all three. What he did here, Chetzom, he did all together six on top and six on the bottom. Maybe he landed up doing the six on top, landed up really being one person's, only one of them's kavanas. And the bottom was only also one of them. Maybe he like landed splitting up that way. Everything was mixed up. And he didn't make any tonight first. He didn't ask. Chetzel ma'al v'chetzel ma'ata, etzel ma'al on the one on top, mechze kosha, mechze pasal, half a kosha, half a pasal. Because maybe half of them, maybe because it all belonged to one lady, and therefore half was supposed to be a oila, or it's supposed to be a chatas rather, when it's a ma'al. And so half a pasal. Ve'etzel ma'ata, and those in the bottom, mechze kosha, mechze pasal. And those in the bottom, half kosha, half pasal, also the same thing, because maybe it belonged to all one person, and therefore, you don't know which person, because they got mixed up. Oh, once again, so all these type of cases, when they have the Yaitse, what they do is, afterwards they take with Tanai, and they bring a whole other set of six, but Tanai, and they, you know, three peers, and they say, they buy it together, they say, if it was mine, if I was Yaitse, good, if not, then you were Yaitse. That's what they do.